on WISR 680.
And good afternoon, everyone. It's an afternoon game here at Nauk High School as the Knights take on the Beaver Bobcats. Hi, everyone. This is Scott Briggs. Good to have you along with us here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Well, it's a little cold, right? But the sun's out. That's a good thing. And we're in a warm gymnasium. Not much else you can do today. Can't go out and wander around, so you got to be inside. Might as well be in watching basketball. So we are going to do that today as Nauk takes on Beaver. Two playoff teams. The Nauk Knights, of course, champions of Section 1, while Beaver gets into the playoffs in the fourth spot, tied with Blackhawk in Section 2. In fact, the Blackhawk Cougars last night beating this very Beaver team, and they beat them rather handily to get into the playoffs. So there will be 13 teams coming into the WPIL playoffs from Section, or from 4A. Beaver on the season, 5-7 in section, just 6-13 overall. While the Nauk Knights at 9-1, 15-5 overall. Not a lot of similar opponents. In fact, really no similar opponents between these two teams, other than Quaker Valley. And Quaker Valley defeating Beaver both times they played. Big games in Section 2 last night. Ambridge defeating Quaker Valley to move into a first-place tie with Newcastle in Section 2. And why is that important? Well, Ambridge and Newcastle play for the conference championship tonight. Both teams 9-2 in Section 2. And the winner of that game will be the number one seed in 4A. So when you take a look at the playoffs, the Nauk Knights, though they are a section champion along with Highlands, are certainly not going to be in probably the top four and may not be in the top six, depending on what happens here today. But my guess is that they should be about the sixth seed, because the WPIL doesn't have, just because you're a conference champion doesn't give you a top seed. They look at teams and match them up. You'll remember last year when they did the 5A squads, that the sections that Nauk were in, I think all four of those teams were in the top five last year. So we would look for the top three teams out of Section 4. It'll be Newcastle or Ambridge, number one. The one that's not one will be number two. And Quaker Valley probably will be number three. Uniontown will be four. And Highlands will be five. And one would think that Nauk should be six as things play out. And because there are 13 teams who will be in the playoffs from this section, or from this conference, only three will get a first round bye, and it will be Newcastle, Ambridge, and Quaker Valley, the top three. Everybody else is going to have to play a first round game, including Uniontown and including Highlands. So it will be interesting to see how things shape out. The only team that I'm pretty sure Nauk is not going to play is going to be Highlands. Highlands will be either one seed above or two, you know, right close to Nauk. So they're not going to face Highlands in the first round. They could, because the WPIO has said we don't particularly care what section you're from, they could see either Derry or Freeport in the first round. My guess is it'll be South Park, Bell Vernon, Beaver, or Blackhawk. They could see this very Beaver team again in the first round of the playoffs, although I don't know that the WPL would do that after you played, you know, a week ago. And because all of these teams that will be in the bottom half of the bottom third of the conference are all about the same, you would think they would seed them around so that you're playing somebody you haven't played in the last few weeks. But we'll wait and see. The Nauk Knights will play a first round game, and the WPIO will do its seedings coming up on Tuesday. And we will have the seedings pairing show for you right here on 680. You'll also be able to hear it on the Trib Live High School Sports Network, obviously. So any number of places you can hear the WPIL pairings show with Don Rebel and company. And you'll find out where the Nauk boys and the Nauk girls will play. Yep, the girls got in last night by virtue of Freeport's win. Freeport defeated Apollo Ridge, and that put the Nauk girls into the WPIL playoffs as the fifth team out of their section. So both the Nauk boys and girls will be going to the WPIL playoffs, and we'll find out, like we said, on Tuesday night, who's going where and when they'll play. But tonight, or this afternoon. It's Knock and Beaver. We'll come back, talk more about this game right after we take this quick break. You're listening to Knock Basketball here on WISR. WISR680.com and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles, or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission. We're with you every mile.
Quality Roofing and Quality Siding. That's JP Roofing and Metal Buildings. With a 10-year manufacturer's labor warranty, they do residential and commercial buildings. Financing is available with no interest or no payments for 18 months. Serving East Pittsburgh, the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and Westmoreland County, JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is open 24 hours, or visit them online at jproofingandmetalbuildings.com. JP Roofing is quality long remembered, always at a fair price, and with 35 years of experience. JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is quality roofing done right the first time.
Time now for our Knock Knights Player Spotlight, a chance to get to know some of our players just a little bit better. Tonight's Player Spotlight introduces junior center Cole Lassinger. Cole wears number 55 for the Knights and has been playing basketball since third grade. His favorite Knock basketball memory includes eighth grade game warm-ups and beating Mars his freshman year. Cole is a highest honor student and plans to attend college after graduation. He would like to attend a school where he can major in engineering and play football, but hasn't decided on where that will be just yet. In his spare time, Cole likes to hang out with friends, play video games, and spend time with his family. Tonight's Player Spotlight was brought to you by Heffron Tillotson. For your personal and business financial needs, please contact Heffron Tillotson's Mike McKee. You can contact him by phone at 412-633-1717 or by email at michael.mckee@heffron.com. Heffron Tillotson, meticulous wealth management since 1948. Member SIPC.
And welcome back here to Knock High School, where we get you set for the start of tonight's game. The Knock Knights taking on the Beaver Bobcats. Again, as we mentioned, the Beaver will be tied for fourth out of Section 2, the Knock Knights champions of Section 1. And the Knights will be looking to try to get their shooting game back on a little bit of an even keel. Knights have struggled the last few games, especially from beyond the arc. And we'll see what kind of game they're able to put together here tonight. And this is an important game in terms of where Knock will be seated. We think there'll be no better than the sixth seed, but I think if they lose to this Beaver team, they could drop even a little bit further, to seven. But that's probably about as low as they would go, 6-7. I can't imagine they'd be an eight. That would be the worst-case scenario, but you never know how much the WPIL weighs on these last couple of games. Knock will play Beaver today, of course, and then they will play the Armstrong Riverhawks on Monday night for the final game of the regular season. Then they will be getting ready and waiting to see when they will play in the playoffs, probably Friday or Saturday next week in their first round game. And I would think probably we'll have a scrimmage next week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when they play. You're allowed to scrimmage once as you get ready for the playoffs. Of course, if you have a game on Monday and then you're playing Friday, you may not. Teams that have a bye, obviously, they're going to want to scrimmage somebody, and only teams that are still in the playoffs can scrimmage. So it'll be the Knock Knights and the Beaver Bobcats here from Saxonburg. Of course, Beaver in Knox Conference in basketball and also in football. You recall the Knights played the Bobcats in football earlier this season as well. So both schools about the same size. So looking forward to what should be a pretty good game. I got a team out of Section 2, and that's a doggone good section. Without a doubt, top to bottom, the best section in 4A. So we'll see how this one plays out. It's Knock and Beaver, and it's all coming your way here on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network right after these messages.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Your complete door experience starts here with Slack Garage Door. Steel garage doors offer safety, durability, energy efficiency, and low maintenance. Slack Garage Door is a full-service garage door company providing garage door service and repair since 1951. Slack Garage Door offers a 5-year labor warranty and are good for residential, commercial, or industrial. Slack Garage Door is open Monday through Friday and on the web at slackgaragedoor.com.
With Z-Bart, it's us or rust since 1959. Z-Shield paint protection, Z-Gloss paint coating, Aquapel rain repellent, auto detailing, window tinting, rust protection, truck accessories, remote starters, and auto glass replacement. Z-Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com.
And welcome back here to Knock High School, where you get you set for the start of today's game, the Knock Knights and the Beaver Bobcats, these Saturday afternoon games. Somewhat of a stretch to get people in the gym, although a decent crowd here today. Certainly not what we saw the last time that Knock was in this gym. But when we saw the Highlands game. But again, Saturday afternoon basketball. There's a chance to get another game in. This game, of course, rescheduled from a couple of weeks ago, was to be played back in mid-January, but because of the weather, we were had to put the game off and schedule it back here. So it was another home game for the Knights, who only had 8 home games this year. And so you really wanted to try to get another one in if you could, and that's the case. Here are the starters tonight for the Beaver Bobcats. It will be Mike Champ, Noah Brassel, Brody List, Beckett Conley, and Peter Kazaz. For the Knock Knights, Scott Frazier, Jared Schreckengoss, Brady McKee, Jake Scheit, and Julian Sanks. Next to the last home game for the Knock Knights, the regular season. Again, they'll have their 8th home game coming up on Monday night as they take on the Armstrong River Hawks. And looking to have a pretty good home season so far. Just one loss here in the Knock gym, and that was the Highlands a week or two ago. Otherwise, the Knights have been pretty solid in this gymnasium. Beaver certainly will be a better competition than probably we've seen maybe the last couple of weeks. Certainly size-wise, they do provide a little bit more size. The Knock Knights in the home whites, while the Bobcats in their road uniforms, in the maroon uniforms with white numerals. Knights in the home whites. And, of course, once again, congratulations to the Knock girls, who will be going to the WPIO playoffs. They got in by virtue of Freeport's win last night. Knock tied for that fourth and final spot, and then everything tied throughout the first tiebreaker, so they get to go as well. Here we go. It'll be Beckett Conley and Scott Frazier jumping center, and the ball be controlled by the Bobcats. Peter Kazaz with the ball across the timeline goes along the right wing to Mike Champ. They work the weave around the front. Brassel with it off to the left side to List. So just about everybody for Beaver has already touched the ball as they work around the front. Mike Champ off to Brassel. And there's a ball knocked away after Conley fell down. Knocked it away. And into the far corner, it's Frazier. Frazier goes underneath to Brady McKee in the paint. McKee puts up a shot and drops it in for two. So Knock gets a bucket underneath, and that's something that they've struggled with the last couple of games. And see, trying to work in there as they work McKee inside. There's List outside. And on the far side to Champ. Back to the middle to Brassel. Left side to List. He goes underneath to Conley. Back up top. Kazass for three. Off the back doesn't go. Rebound to Julian Sanks. Jake Scheich down the far wing into the corner. Frazier back across the middle to McKee, who can't handle the pass, and out of bounds it goes. Had Brady going to the basket, but the pass may be a little too hot, and Brady's fingers may be just a little too stiff at the moment. So on the turnover, the Bobcats back the other way. One substitution already. Becca Conley is out. And Charlie Higgs is in. And Bobcats out around the outside against the Knock man defense. Champ working to the foul line and back out to Brazos. He kicks it outside. Ball knocked away. Here comes Frazier. Frazier has to slow it down and let the traffic go by. Frazier looks off the three, tries to pass across the middle, and threw it behind Julian Sanks, and Knock turns it over again. So a couple of turnovers by the Knights and then a couple of turnovers by the Bobcats. But Knock hangs on to that 2-0 lead here as we turn down the first 2 minutes complete. Brassel up top, comes around the left to List. He wasn't aware the ball was coming. Outside they go to Higgs and back up top to Champ. Well, Beaver content to work the ball outside the perimeter. There goes Higgs to the baseline. Champ an underneath layup. On the reverse, lays it in, and we're tied at two. Scheit working up top. Scheit with a drive into the corner. Schreckengoss for three. Schreck's three misses. And back comes Beaver. Champ in the far corner, guarded by Scheit. They go back inside. And then back outside Brassel, up top to Champ. And Beaver sets up the offense again. Champ all the way in. Drops it off without taking a shot to Brassel. And he comes back outside. Nice drive by Champ. Looked like he had a shot, but decided to pass it instead. Three-pointer by Masses is up and no good. And Scheit back the other way. Scheit to the foul line. Spin move to the low post. Back across to Frazier. He drops the ball, and Beaver's got it back again. Knock can't hang on to the basketball here in this first quarter. That's two, three turnovers in the paint so far. Here's a feed to the low post. Goes off the hands of Brassel, out of bounds, and Knock will bring it in. Jake Scheit comes out, Ryan Lang goes in. 2-2 the score here. Almost halfway through the first quarter. Lang, McKee on the high post. Back across to Schreckengoss, another three-pointer from Schreck, rolls off, no good. Knock 0 for 2 from three-point range. Zass with the ball. He'll launch a three and get it. He's their three-point shooter, Peter Kazass. And Beaver up 5-2. Lang to Frazier. Frazier with a drive to the basket. Sees the big hole, takes it and goes. Boy, nice job by Frazier. Just a curl all the way around the top and cut down the lane and lays it up and in easily. Kazass with the ball on the left wing to Champ. Champ up to List. List now with a drive. List to the basket. Floater is up and in for Brody List. Ryan Lang drops it for Sanks. Crossover to the top to McKee. McKee looks for cutters around him, and nobody's there, so back it goes to Ryan Lang. For Lang to the corner, Schreckengost his third three. That one comes off, but the rebound to Lang. Lang tries to drive. Ball poked away from him, and we come back the other way. And the layup no good by Champ, and quickly knocked down the other way. Sanks on the right wing. Frazier in the corner. Looking inside for McKee, and he'll come around McKee's pick, take the shot from just inside the circle, no good. And the Knights missing shot after shot here. Here's a drive and a charge against Conley. Nice take on the charge by Ryan Lang. Back at Conley with the offensive foul. Scheit in and Schreckengast out. 7-4 Beaver here in the early going, and the Knock Knights stone cold shooting from beyond the arc. Scheit goes to Sanks, and Conley gets in too tight, and quickly Beckett Conley picks up his second foul. And he'll have to come out of the game. And Noah Brassel back in. Frazier with the inbound pass to Scheit. And Jake will set up the offense. 2:50 to go here, first quarter. Beaver by three. Sanks, two-pointer. Off the side, no good. Back comes Beaver. A nice little bounce pass to Brassel for the lay-in. And the Bobcats up 9-4. Right to Lang, far side to Frazier. Up top to Sanks, around to Lang, goes underneath to McKee. McKee in the paint, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound to Frazier. Frazier's shot is up, bounces in. So not getting some boards there. Still a three-point Beaver lead with the clock turning down to the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. In the corner, List. Looks inside, tries to come around McKee, can't do it, pulls back out. Now turns the other way and draws the foul on Brady McKee. First foul against the Knock Knights here in the game. Beaver to inbound from right in front of the Knock bench. List will dump it in to Kazas at the center of the circle. Kazas working against Frazier. Right wing to Brassel. Brassel tries to go in and then comes back up top to Higgs. Higgs underneath the List, working against McKee. Higgs tries to back in. He walked in there and gets two. But he sort of body slammed McKee and then walked with it. No call. And you hear the fans not happy with that at all. I mean, he took a couple extra steps. Frazier's three-pointer doesn't go. And the takeaway by Jake Scheit is good for two. In the corner, three-pointer from Beaver rolls off, and the rebound to McKee. Scheit on the run across the middle. Scheit back outside to Frazier. Frazier able to get it into the corner. Lang for three, and Ryan Lang gets the three. Nice play by Lang. He was moving when he shot that ball, and Knock ties it up at 11. Well, Ryan had no chance to get set. He just caught the ball and shot, and that's the three, and Knights needed that one. List on the far wing for the Bobcats. Goes low inside to Higgs. Higgs trying to come in around Scheit. Hop step, shot short, and rebound comes down to Julian Sanks. Scheit quickly across the timeline for Knock. Scheit trying to work Higgs inside, goes down to the low post, and back outside it comes to McKee. Brady way upside, comes around to Sanks. Sanks can't get the three. Sanks to the basket. Shot is up and in for Julian Sanks. With a man on him the whole way. Sanks able to get it. 13 seconds to go in first quarter. Knock with their first lead for a while. Here's a drive by Champ. Strong to the basket. Lays it up and in for two. 3 seconds to go. Scheit. Three-pointer. Oh, and they call it no good. Did not get the shot off. He got the three, but it didn't get it off before the buzzer. So at the end of one, we're tied at 13. Knock and Beaver back with second quarter action from Saxonburg right after this timeout.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Welcome back to Saxonburg. Scott Briggs with you on WISR, also at the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We start quarter number two, Knock Knights with the basketball, and in a tie with the Beaver Bobcats, 13 each. Both teams playing a man defense. Knock with the ball. Scheidt on the right side. It goes to McKee. Back across to Scheidt, who looks in. Can't find anybody. Now comes back to his left. Drops it for Schreckengost. Schreckengost inside out to Frazier. Foul line runner. Frazier up and in. No good. It went in, rolled it right off the back of the basket. Good take by Scott. It just didn't fall in. And Beaver back the other way with the ball. Kazass on the right swing to Conley. Up top to List. List drops it to Frazzle. And he goes in, and Ryan Lang, too much body there. Picks up the foul as Frazzle starts to turn in. See Cole Lassinger into the game early, replacing Brady McKee. Inbound, Higgs in the corner, swings it up top to Conley. Conley goes back underneath, and the shot is up and good, quickly to Charlie Higgs. And the Bobcats up, 15-13. Scheidt Lang across to Frazier, far side. Frazier way outside, trying to look inside, spins back up top and drops it to Ryan Lang. Off to Scheidt. Scheidt comes around to pick by Lassinger, goes in the paint. Switches hands, gets a shot off, and the ball comes down. No good. Beaver with the rebound and the lead. Peter Kazass across the timeline with it. Drops it for Conley around to Frazzle. Frazzle into the corner. Back up to Kazass. Kazass spin. Goes low post to List. List working against Lassinger. You're not going to move him. Quick pass outside to List. Here's a drive in. Kazass, and he's fouled on the way in. He'll go to the line and shoot two. I'll get Cole Lassinger on that foul. And the first free throws of the game will belong to Peter Kazass. Point guard for the Beaver Bobcats, who lead 15-13. Kazass misses off the back. Jake Scheidt sets and Adam Pajuzic into the game. They'll knock with their eighth player of the afternoon. And Kazass gets the second one. 16-13. That's been the biggest lead of either team, a three-point lead. Knock works the ball around to the left wing to Frazier. He'll come back up top to Pajuzic, around to Schreckengost. Low post to Lassinger. Lassinger with a nice move inside. Cole just goes in and waits. Gets the Bobcats in the air with a pump fake and lays it up and in for the easy two. Good job by the big guy underneath. Frazzle, right wing. Near side, it goes for List. Into the corner. Kazass. Kazass baseline. Feeds to the far corner, then quickly outside. And again, Frazzle outside Kazass. Beaver moving the ball well. Three-pointer up. Airballs it. And then Higgs tries to save it, and he timed his jump to go out of bounds, but then pitched the ball right up against the back of the backboard. And so the Knock Knights get it coming back the other way, down by one. Ryan Lang across the timeline. Drops it for Frazier, spins to the top, and here's a steal. Well timed by Brassel. He gets down low, goes with a bounce pass, and it goes through the hands of its intended receiver and then goes off a Beaver out of bounds. A well timed pass by Noah Brassel. A well timed effort to steal that pass. Knock telegraphing those passes around the top. Obajuzic down the floor. Schreckengost back in.
He's on the left wing with the ball. Up top it goes to Lassinger. Lassinger around the right side to Bajuzic. He turns and looks inside. And then up top to Sanks. Julian with a, can't get the three-pointer off. Lassinger outside. Up to Schreckengost. Schreckengost almost gave it away and then comes back around to Frazier's. Beavers defense very tight right now. Not getting a lot of opportunities here. Schreckengost up top. Outside to Bajuzic. Back to Frazier. Trying to come to Sanks, but Sanks well guarded by Brassel. Frazier outside Schreckengost. Three-pointer from Jared is off the side. No good. Rebound Bajuzic, though. He tries to go inside to Frazier, and it bounces outside to Schreckengost. Schreckengost foul line outside Bajuzic. Knox passing, just not real sharp here. And here's Lassinger on the floor. And the ball comes off of Beaver out of bounds as Cole tries to roll it up the other way. And Brady McKee back in after Cole gives him a breather. Also, Lang is in. And Bajuzic out. So Ron McNabb subbing consistently here. Frazier will inbound from the corner. Looking for a place to get in with it and comes out here to Lang. Lang with the drive. Takes it to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice move by Ryan Lang. A little bit of a fake pass and then to the hoop. And Knock goes back in the lead by one with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Kazass on the wing. List goes in. Shut off at the low post. Back to Brassel. And here's Frazier with a tip across the line. Frazier able to battle for it. Ryan Lang won't get it to the corner, but it came off of Beaver. And then a technical foul called against Beaver. Not sure what that was. So Ryan Lang will shoot two. The technical on Noah Brassel. And Lang, the night's best free throw shooter, gets the first one. Lang's second one is on its way and good. And Knock will get the basketball, leading 19-16, biggest lead of the game for the Knock Knights. Biggest lead for any team has been, no, I think Beaver was up five at one point, 9-4. Knock's biggest lead, though, has been three. 3:35 to go here in the first half. Lang wheeling and dealing. Right side to Frazier. Scott with a drive in. Lang now with the ball back. Ryan to Frazier. Frazier with a drive and called for the travel. And one step too many for Scott. And Beaver with a timeout. 19-16, Knock in the lead of a seesaw game. The Knock Knights of the Beaver Bobcats. Kind of what we might have expected. Again, Beaver, one of those teams out of Section 2 that everybody says is a much better team than their record indicates. And when you play against the Newcastles, Blackhawk, Quaker Valley, and Ambridge, you got to get better as the season goes on. And if you're not quite as good as those teams are, yeah, you're going to struggle in your conference. But many say Beaver's a good team. Beaver a playoff team. And Beaver would probably be, one of the top three teams in Knox section if they were in this section. So the Bobcats with the ball, 3:24 to go here in the first half after their timeout. Knox leading 19-16. Peter Kazass brings the ball down the floor. Scott Frazier waits for him at center K. Kazass on the wing to List. Top to Higgs, back around to Champ. New guy on the floor, Brady Hansen for the Bobcats. List tries to go inside, then back out to Higgs. Higgs with a drop to List. His shot knocked out from behind by Brady McKee. McKee hit the ball as it was going up, and it rolls out, so Knock saves a bucket there. Schreckengau's far side, Frazier. Frazier up top. Sanks. Julian just hasn't had any room at all. Sanks comes in, backs out. Top to Frazier. Back around to Lang. Had McKee in the middle, but decided not to get there. Schreckengau's just barely able to bring that pass in. Champ tried to steal it, couldn't do it. Sanks with the ball across the top to Schreckengau's. Drops it for Lang. And Beaver playing a solid man defense. Here's Schreckengau's baseline runner, and he just sort of dribbled it out of bounds. Well, Jared going along the baseline. Next thing you know, the ball goes out of bounds. Must have dribbled it off his foot. And Beaver with a chance to come back the other way, trailing 19-16, 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Kazas to Champ. Champ with a nice spin move at the low post, lays it up, and it rolls out. But the rebound outside by Beaver, and a shot blocked by Sanks. And Lang on the run. He goes low to Schreckengau's, who goes up and lays it in. Schreck with his first points of the game, and the Knights up with their biggest lead of 5, 21-16. Good take by Schreck, even though he had guys in his face. Kazas into the corner to Champ. Champ now waits for somebody to cross and pulls it back up. Sets it up in center circle. Looks to the bench for his... So it looks like Beaver's going to burn some clock here. Not challenging. Well, and just sort of play catch back and forth up front. Champ to List with a minute to go. They're just going to hold it and work for the final shot of the quarter, and Nock will be content to let him do that. Beaver, of course, played last night, so any rest that the Bobcats can get, they're going to welcome. Clock down to 40 seconds. Mike Champ just holding the ball at center court. 35 seconds. Beaver starting to move. Down to 30. Still Champ not moving with the basketball. Clock now down to 20 seconds to go in the half. Now Beaver starting to move some guys around as we hit 15. Champ now dribbles at 12. Champ comes in, goes low, runs into a couple of Nock Knights. Sanks takes it away from him. Sanks, Lang, three-pointer. Off the back, but the tip in by Brady McKee at the buzzer. No basket. No basket. They don't give Nock. Boy, Brady had the nice tip, but there's no basket. Whoa, is that fancy, but the official ruled no basket. So, with the end of the first half, the Nock Knights, though, with the lead, 21-16 over the Beaver Bobcats. The Knights held the Cats to just 3 points in that second quarter. We'll be back with a look at the first half right after these messages.